Sarah have asked me today to speak on a verse from probably the most important and prominent passage in all of Scripture on the bond of marriage and the roles of men and women, husband and wife, in marriage. This is Ephesians chapter 5. I'm going to read from verse 22 to the end of the chapter, Ephesians 5, 22 through 33. This is God's holy and inspired word. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Verse 32, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. The mystery that the apostle is speaking of here is marriage. That's clear in the context as he speaks of husband and wife in marriage. Today, John and Sarah, you enter into a mystery. I want to say three things about that mystery to you this morning. First is this, that it's a mystery revealed, a mystery revealed. It's not a mystery in the sense of it being difficult to understand or explain. Marriage is not like a puzzle that you enter into and you have to figure it out. What does this mean? How do I do that? And so on. Rather, the word mystery in the Bible refers to a revelation, something that God reveals, something that God makes known. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51, the apostle, speaking of the resurrection of the body, says, "Behold, I show you a mystery." And the mystery is that there's something marvelous and wonderful about the resurrection, but it's something revealed. I show you a mystery. Marriage is a mystery in that way. It's a revelation. The God who created marriage in the beginning did it to reveal something to us. That doesn't mean that there's nothing mysterious about marriage. He says here, this is a great mystery. He means a profound mystery. Marriage is a mystery in this sense that it's deeper than what at first you see. Marriage is something that cannot be understood and comprehended apart from God teaching us about marriage and revealing to us. And the mystery of marriage is this, that marriage, human marriage, is not an end in itself. Your marriage today is not the goal, the main goal of this day. When the passage says marriage is a mystery, it means this, that marriage represents and showcases to us God's redemptive work of fallen sinners. And so the apostle says, I speak concerning Christ and the church. Human, earthly marriage is a picture of the greater relationship of Christ and his church. And so marriage symbolizes the spiritual unity, the special relationship that the church has to Christ and that each of us as believers have to Christ and that you together now have with him. We can see that when we go back to the very first marriage and think of what happened when Adam and Eve fell into sin. God created the man brought to him his wife, made them one. And they stood in their creation in relationship to God. First of all, he created them. He was their maker. And then in relationship to each other. And so we read in Genesis that God came and walked with them in the cool of the day. When Adam and Eve fell into sin, that affected both their relationship to God and their relationship to each other. And the mystery of marriage, what's revealed, is this, that God reverses those damaged relationships. Not only does he, in marriage, bring Christian couples together in peace and harmony and unity, but he restores us to himself, not through marriage itself, but marriage is a picture that we are restored to him. Marriage is a mystery. It means this, that John and Sarah's marriage tells the story of redemption, of God sending his son into the world to redeem fallen sinners, his bride, from sin, and to bring her into a saving relationship with himself, to make his own his friends. And that's why love is so important in marriage, because in the mystery, what's revealed, God's love is revealed, and our marriages should show that. So first, it's a mystery revealed. Second, it's a mystery which is to be reflected, a mystery to be reflected. That is, it's not a mystery to be hidden or concealed, but it's something to be shown and declared. That is, your marriage should declare to others the mystery of redemption, so that others will see the gospel reflected in your relationship to each other and in the way you live with each other, and they'll want to know, what's the secret to your happy marriage? Your marriage must reflect this mystery. How do you do that? You do that first by living in the distinct roles that God has given each of you as husband and wife. John, and we read this already, your role as a husband is to be Christ-like as the head in your home. That doesn't mean you enforce submission. Christ doesn't do that to us. Rather, he sweetly and graciously redeems us and makes us his possession, and lovingly then leads us. In John 15, Jesus says to his disciples, I call you not servants, but I have called you friends. And that's your role as the head in your home, to love your wife, to cherish her, that is to hold her precious, to nurture her, that is to care for her, spiritually, physically, emotionally, and in that way to be a head who leads her in the way that's best for her. When you do that, you reflect the mystery of Christ and his church. Sarah, your role is to honor your loving husband, and in the words of the last verse of this chapter, to reverence him, to show him respect, and to submit to him, that is, to let him be the head and the leader in your home. When you do that, you reflect the mystery. Second, you reflect this mystery by living sacrificially with each other. That means more than just that you will die for the one or the other. It means you'll live for them. You won't just die for your wife, but you'll live for your wife. You won't just die for your husband, but you'll live for your husband. That means you let go of yourself, you put the other first, you let go of your personal agenda, you strive to be one, and to be single-hearted in your love and your purpose. When you do that, you reflect the mystery. Third, you reflect this mystery with a total commitment, the total commitment of unconditional love. In marriage, you'll get to know one another's weaknesses and sins and faults quite quickly. But those may never be an excuse in your mind for you to stop loving or to love less the other or to mistreat the other or to seek your fulfillment outside of your marriage. To reflect the mystery, You must be totally committed with unconditional love. That's how Christ loves his church. Further, you reflect the mystery by being each other's best and most committed friends. Marriage is a companionship, a covenant bond, and you share life as one together. You trust one another. You're honest with one another. You don't hide things from each other. You're responsive to one another. There's a reciprocal relationship that can grow and be nurtured. When you live that way, you reflect the mystery. And ultimately, you reflect the mystery in your commitment to Christ as the bride is committed, the church is committed to him. That is, that you honor God in your marriage. I said he's reversed what Adam and Eve destroyed, and he's restored you to himself. And now you must, in your marriage, remain committed to him in every aspect of your home and your family. So it's a mystery revealed, a mystery reflected, and then third, it's a mystery to be remembered, to be remembered. You need to remember the gospel. That's the mystery here. Remember. Remind yourself of the gospel in your marriage. Because we're sinners and we bring that into our marriage. You're not just different to each other. You don't just have different upbringings, but by nature, each one of you is selfish, judgmental, critical, opinionated, retaliatory, strong-willed, and you're going to hurt one another, and you're going to be hurt by each other sometimes. And then you're going to think, he doesn't deserve my love, or she doesn't deserve my love. And then you must remember the mystery. Does the church, do we, do you, do I deserve the love of our Savior? Living godly in marriage is not just what you do, but it's first what you believe and what you remember about yourself and what God has done for you in Christ. So be Christ-like and remember this mystery in your marriage. Amen.